Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
Some killers explode. Others build. And if Brian Koberger is guilty of the Idaho student murders, which he has now admitted to being, then we're dealing with someone who didn't act on impulse. He acted on obsession. The kind that doesn't boil over, but simmers. That stalks, that watches from the shadows over and over again, like he's rehearsing. Prosecutors say he studied the house over 20 times. He drove by late at night, scoped the layout, studied their habits, tracked his timing. Then one night he moved quietly, brutally in and out, 4 victims dead, and the only forensic footprint left behind, a knife sheath. No blood trail, no fingerprints, not even a known motive. That's not just discipline, that's restraint, that's planning, that's behavioral precision. And here's where it gets unsettling. Koberger didn't just act like someone obsessed with crime scenes. He was so obsessed with understanding them. A PhD student in criminology, a guy who studied criminal minds while allegedly crafting his own crime. So what does all of that tell us? What does it mean when someone blends academic curiosity with real-world violence? When they use their knowledge not to prevent harm, but to disappear into it? In this episode, I'm joined by former FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, someone who's not only studied offenders like this, but caught them, pulling apart the pre-crime timeline, the behavioral clues, and what it means when someone walks the line between fantasy and action and finally crosses it. Was this about power, about proving he could, about executing a perfect crime, or was this a culmination of years of internal fantasy playing out on a real stage with real blood? And what should we make of the silence? No outburst, no confession, other than I did it. But no explanation of confession, I should say. No motive that we understand as of yet. Let's dig into the mind behind this tragic event.
Well, you know, Tony, what this really tells us is about how well orchestrated this was, how well planned this was, how well thought out, and how educated he was. Obviously, a PhD student. He has had so many criminal justice classes at some of the, you know, finest criminal justice programs at DeSales, and then also at Washington State University, which I think very much helped him in understanding what he needed to do to make sure he could pull off a crime. As you mentioned, the knife sheath was left behind. And then other than that, we have his footprint as well. That he left that was later found through an amino acid technique that's often used to bring up any blood or trace evidence regarding shoe prints and things. So, but other than that, you're exactly right. It showed that he was knowledgeable and he was committed to pulling off the perfect crime.
It shows that, I mean, obviously there was likely some obsession here that was going on for quite a bit of time leading up into this case. I think now we're all trying to figure out, okay, how long was this obsession? What kind of pre-planning was going on? And there's little drips of information that continue to come out. A lot of Freedom of Information requests have been put out. And in fact, the powers that be are slowly putting the pieces out there for us to see and to be revealed as to what they were looking at all this time. Some other pieces have continued to come out in various pieces of reporting. I was getting into the James Patterson and Vicki Ward book over the last week when I was gone in the airports. It's called The Idaho Four. There's some new reporting in there. Talking about the surveilling that he allegedly did outside of those homes, being able to look in those windows, very detailed accounts of what you could see through those windows. And when we now are starting to look at the vehicle data and new pieces that are coming out, it is theorized that Koberger was sitting there, not with a boombox outside of the window, playing Peter Gabriel on it, but in a creepy white Hyundai Elantra, staring at a girl who was living her life, putting makeup on and off, getting ready for her day, getting ready for bed. That's an interesting thought to think that he's out there doing that.
Yeah, Tony, he learned this in my belief is really through what BTK did. This was exactly the modus operandi of BTK. And I'm not saying that from the standpoint of the type of serial killer I believe he was, doesn't match up necessarily to BTK, but how he conducted his business and surveillance exactly lined up. I teach in my classes all the time, if you are a young woman or a young man and you live by yourself, no one else is there, you have to change up your routine. Turn on different lights when you come in, exit from different ways, do different patterns to your school or your work. Don't make everything the same, because they absolutely hone in on that and follow what you're doing so that they can know where you're at in that house and when you're there.
And that's a scary thing about characters like this, is they can sit there out in the silence, and had he never acted, no one would be the wiser. There would have just been this creepy guy that he knew. He has the memories of sitting out there and staring into this window and allegedly watching Maddie Mogan get ready and you know, live her life as a young, beautiful college girl, just kind of starting out. The fact that someone like this has no prior violent criminal record, is it odd that then escalated directly to this brutal four-person homicide, or is there more to Brian's story that just isn't on the record that we're going to slowly learn about it? Not saying necessarily, out murdering other people, although there are questions, but more so this sort of stalking-ish behavior, this sort of just in the shadows, I'm there, you don't know about me, but if you did find me out, what I'd be doing would likely be borderline, at least criminal behavior in some way, shape, or form.
Right. I think that it would be very interesting to see all his movements, not just to 1122 King Road area, but were there any other areas, either when he lived in Pennsylvania, when he lived in Idaho, any other possible targets that he just decided not to go for? Mm-hmm. In other words, would we see the same pattern in another neighborhood nearby or any place in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania before he moved to Idaho? I would be very interested to see all of that because I would be surprised if this was just the first go around. Certainly, I've always said I think it's the first go around pertaining to murder, mm-hmm. But not burglary. I mean, I've always thought he could have possibly even dabbled in going in a house mm-hmm. of somebody that yeah. he was interested in when they weren't there. So I think that there's a lot out there. But to your question, did he particularly target these people, and did he do anything else in the past? Again, I think it was limited to these surveillance moves.
We are learning some new things. Some new allegations are out in that book, The Idaho Four, from James Patterson, from a family friend. And I don't have their name on top of me at this moment in time, but a family friend, it was a young child that he grew up with, and the mom that and the parents realized that every time Brian would come over, things would go missing. There was some very expensive things that went missing in that home. And this was back during Koberger's heroin days. The allegation is that he was taking these things. It was around the same time he stole his sister's phone and then went and tried to, he did sell it at the mall kiosk for money. His dad turns him in, he gets in trouble. The family friend also makes allegations in the book that Koberger was stealing directly from them on times where he could sneak something out of the house and nobody would get caught. It was only after he was going through the 12 steps in rehab that he came back to say, I'm sorry for stealing from you. He had a very large history of stealthy, creepy behavior that went under the radar for years. I'm just wondering how that then manifested from, you know, stealing a iPhone or an iPad to someone, your friend's mom's jewelry, to let's go kill four people.
Well, you know, when you look at the motivation for those crimes, I believe it truly was money motivated to support his heroin addict mm-hmm. or addiction. But this is what's unique about it. Look at who he targeted. People who he should love, mm-hmm. his sister, friends, family. In other words, just again showing the lack of empathy on his part, the fact that he didn't care who he hurt and how close to them he was. So many people who become addicts and need money, they focus on strangers. Mm-hmm. They go into their homes and take and steal because they don't want to hurt the people they're closest to necessarily, because they have that empathy. To me, it just reiterates what we know, what he's personally said in his writings mm-hmm. and what he has shown. And that is, he just doesn't care about anyone.
Is that a sign when you're an investigator that maybe you're on the right path, when you take a look at someone and they have a pattern of basically victimizing people very close to them that they supposedly love, that they still are engaging in regular personal relationships with, but have a record of hurting them with seemingly no empathy and no regret whatsoever, that maybe this person is capable of far worse if they're capable of that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you look at that from a victimology standpoint. You look at that from trying to figure out who is sitting across the desk from you or who you are investigating as to whether they could have committed this crime. Tony, when you see people victimizing the people that they're closest to, you know you're dealing with a different animal mm-hmm. Than the ones that victimize outside their inner circle.
Do people like that? I mean, it feels to me, I mean, from watching a lot on this subject and studying the history of some of these folks, These seem like the type that are not going to change. This seems to be kind of embedded DNA when you watch or listen to Koberger speak, or you've looked at some of his earlier writings and such. This is the animal. This is who he is. It doesn't seem like this is something that's going to be trained out of him, or something that does he even recognize that there's something wrong at this point? Clearly, he seemed to a long time ago, but I'm wondering at this point, does he? Is he made peace with himself?
Oh, I think he recognizes it, and I think he doesn't care. I think he crossed the bridge where he learned to embrace his deepest, darkest wishes and desires. You know, what came out in the through source information on the Dateline special was very interesting about how the pornography he liked. You know, the pornography of young women who were asleep, who were drugged, so much in line with Ted Bundy. You know, the necrophiliac sort, the type that wanted a victim that absolutely could not respond to anything. Same with Dahmer. Dahmer, a similar type of the victim that they wanted to attack. It's really gross, and certainly he knew how dark he was, I think.
What I'm wondering about with him, and this is just conjecture, is... was he naturally that dark of a person? Was he someone who gravitated toward looking up that sort of dark pornography? Someone who gravitated toward the dark idea of killing people in the way that he did? Or was this another extension of learned behavior? Because he had such trouble identifying who he was and what he was. And then he started studying these horrible minds like Ted Bundy and BTK and such. And did he just go, well, I can learn that too. And took on, because it almost feels like he took on the persona of other killers to make the killer that he is today. But I suppose you could look at those killers too, and everybody gets inspiration somewhere.
Well, I think when you look at him, and I agree on the inspiration, I think he looked on at a lot of different avenues, studied a lot of different serial killers. We know that because of all the classes he took and took under Ramsland and other classes that he took. But I truly believe it's like being a pedophile. No one just wakes up and becomes a pedophile later. Mm-hmm. They become a pedophile, I think, because of something deep and dark that's within them that sexually arouses them. And at the end of the day, the biggest thing I think to denote is this was a sexually motivated crime that he did. Did he get to act out? No, because Kaylee was in bed with Maddie and it surprised him. And Xana was up. And all the things that just went wrong in the visualization of what he thought was going to happen that night, it all turned south for him. But this was sexually motivated, Tony, and this is something that I believe you're born with, so to speak. Some, you know, desire like that. Either you have it or you don't.
Yeah, some sort of horrible primal something that exists in certain people. Brian Koberger is guilty, and this wasn't just a crime of opportunity. It was a calculated thesis, not written on paper, but in blood. Now, what Jennifer Coffin Effer laid out today makes that painfully clear. We're not talking about someone who snapped. We're talking about someone who plotted, who tested boundaries, who rehearsed, not just physically, but mentally. He stalked. He observed. He studied, and then allegedly... he acted with surgical control and near total forensic discipline. That knife sheath may be the only thing left behind, but behaviorally, he left a blueprint. His risk tolerance was off the charts. No priors, no public eruptions, just a quiet man who, if the allegations are true, was willing to take an astronomical risk and thought he was smart enough to get away with it. Maybe that's the part that sticks, that hubris, that self-image of being smarter than the cops, smarter than the system. That he could study what made killers fall and somehow do it better, cleaner, sharper, more invisible. But that's also where things crack, because for all his planning, for all the strategic movement and studied behavior, he made mistakes, digital ones, tactical ones, and possibly the oldest one of all, underestimating how hard it is to erase real human connection from a crime. People saw him. Patterns emerged. The human brain, his own and others, became the loose threads that unraveled this perfect plan. And now, with no confession of the actual deed to which he performed, obviously he has said, yes, he has committed the crimes, but no explanation of why. And a courtroom presence that's emotionless at best, we're left piecing together who this man is based on what he didn't say and what he didn't leave behind. But if there's one thing to take from all of this, it's this: behavior leaves a trail. And even when fingerprints don't show up, intention does. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section here on YouTube, if that's where you're watching us. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, be sure to check us out there as well and press subscribe so you don't miss any of our content that we put out for you every single day here with the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. Just search Hidden Killers Podcast on YouTube to find us there and join in those comments. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.